Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Things go great on a first date. We've always been there, you know? Like, things go so well and the chemistry's flowing. You see Wendy from time to time.
I know.
Come in on this first date euphoria, this high.
Right.
Coming in studio, her feet are barely touching the ground because she's on this high. Because things are just rolling, right? You guys are spending 3 or 4 hours with each other. The conversation is fantastic. And once you guys part from each other, all you can do is think of this person, right? The next time you're going to talk. And it doesn't happen.
Have you
no
been
call.
The person on the other side where you know they thought it was a really great date, but you knew there wouldn't be a second one?
Yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it more happened the other way around. But yeah. But it happened to Wendy recently, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it might happen after two dates, and then there was no phone call, no text, no nothing. It just sort of dropped off. But you're left wondering what you did wrong because everything seemed to go so well. The conversation went well.
You were
interacting.
It, right?
I mean, there was conversation and good dinner and good talks. And you're like, this guy is going to ask me out on another date, and we'll go out next week. And then it doesn't
and then there's
happen.
Nothing.
And there's no phone call.
And we've
just
debated
suck.
This.
So, yeah.
But you don't know the person well enough to know when they're faking it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's where the deception comes in.
So we got a Bert Show listener that's in that very scenario, and she's going to come on and tell us about it. We'll try to figure out what happened. And if we can't, then we'll get Jeff or producer Tracy to try to strong arm this guy to come in or come on tomorrow morning.
Okay. Strong arm him. Don't be a coward.
And just give like closure to it. Like,
and he doesn't have to talk to her. He can just tell us.
Yeah, he could just tell us,
right.
And that's fine. And when we talk to her, part of this whole thing that we'll ask her is like, look, you're not pressuring this guy for a second date. You just want closure somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
So he can be completely honest with you. So you can walk away from this thing and say, okay, at least I know what I did.
And right. It helps out for next date. Like the next guy you meet, you're like, what did I do wrong on this date? Then you now you know what your flaw is so you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff is getting her on. Voice disguiser?
Her pretend name is Joy. She would like to be on the voice disguiser, and she's going to focus on one specific part of their second date where she thinks she jacked it all up.
So they had two dates?
Yeah. Oh, they went long.
After the second date. Okay.
It's a long-term relationship.
Hey, Joy.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the voice disguiser. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Super.
Okay, so you're a little confused. You didn't just go out with this guy one time. You guys went out on two dates and things went great?
Yeah, we had two dates, and the first date was cool. Like, you know, we kind of met at the restaurant, and we had some food, and then went across the street for a drink. Totally cool, like, awesome conversation, just really good time. And then he actually called me, like, the next day to set up the second date.
So that's a good sign.
Yeah, no, it was great. He was just like, you know, like totally alpha. Like, I just wanted you to know I had an awesome time with you last night and I really want to see you again and all this stuff. So on the second date, we decided to go to a party that the coworker that introduced us was having at her house. And we went and like... You know, it seemed like we had a good time there and stuff, but then, like, on the car ride home, he was kind of really, because we rode together to it, he was, like, really cold and just kind of quiet and, like, really different than he had been before. And now he's, like, off the radar. Like, he never called me again. I sent him a text. He didn't return it. And then a couple days later, I left him a voicemail, and he did not return my call. So,
you mentioned a coworker introduced you. Is it your coworker? Do you and he work together?
Well, he's a rep that.
Okay.
I don't want to get too specific, if you don't mind. But
no, not at all. But he comes in and out of your office.
Exactly.
Okay.
So.
And there's nothing that you, I mean, because I'm sure that you have gone over this in your head a million different times. Something obviously happened at that party that either turned him off or turned him on to somebody else. And there's nothing that you can point to?
Yeah, I mean, I've been thinking about it. And the only thing I can think of is, like, he's really outgoing and really gregarious. He's, like, that kind of guy, which is awesome, you know. I'm a little quieter. But I just said kind of, like, you know, jokingly, I was just like, wow, I was like, you are a huge flirt. You flirt with everyone. And he just kind of laughed and was like, yeah, you know. So it doesn't really seem like that would have been what
made him just be so quiet.
But I mean, that's all I can think of. And like,
it's a big red flag.
Yeah, it does show like an early twinge of jealousy.
I'm definitely not a jealous girl. I'm definitely like a cool girl. And
can you say that line to Bert the same exact way you said it to Dude? Because if you say it in. That sentence is all going to be in the intonation, like the way you say it. Yeah. Like,
really? I think I said it laughingly. Like, you know, there was like music playing and, you know, we're all like kind of mingling and it was like, you know, and I was just like, wow, look at you. I was like, you know,
fail.
You flirt with everyone. Like, cute. Damn. You know, I think I said it like cute.
That'll do it. I think dating, well, yeah, because as a guy, I think you look for as many signs that the relationship is going to work as you do look for red flags that it's not going to work. So when you say something like that, it's such a huge red flag that you've got jealousy issues that I could see him saying, man, if this is the second time that we've ever hung out and she's calling me this big old flirt when I was just talking to people at a party, this is nothing I want to do with at all.
Yeah, yes. I think it goes both ways. I think if you're on a second date with a guy and the guy says, oh, well, look at you. Aren't you a flirt? I'd be like,
what? I'm just talking to my friends.
You were critical of me on our second date on something, you know, and it just, that would definitely be a red flag, I think.
Really? Yeah. I feel like if a guy said that to me, I would think that it was, like, cute.
Yeah, but I don't think you would think that if you're two dates into it and... If you're two dates into it and they say it and you're going to be thrown, like, why are you already nitpicking stuff when we haven't even, you know, touched tongues?
I guess there are some things that you can think, but you can't say that early in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And that, I think, a judgment like that is probably one of them,
That's
right?
The other one is like, are you really going to eat that? I mean, that would be
a red flag. Too, especially if, like, the whole flirting thing, if that's, like you said, if he's just sort of a gregarious person, like, he's a socialite that, like, you know, bounces around the party and he's going to talk to everybody and he just feels like that's his personality, but you're calling him out for flirting, maybe he's feeling like you're misinterpreting who he is.
Right. Well, I didn't mean it like that.
But would it make him, like, I'm still curious, though, like... would it make you guys be completely like shut down and quiet on the ride home?
Yeah, I just don't understand.
Because he didn't even fake it on the way home.
And that's the only thing I can point to. And like, you know, after the first date, we definitely like hugged and like it was definitely all lingering cheek kiss time. Like, you know, but like after the second date, no kiss, no hug.
Okay.
Okay, bye. Awkward because we were in the car.
I think it would shut me down if I was totally into her and I was excited about it and this is really cool and I bring her to my coworker's party. Well, I guess both coworkers, but if I'm like seeing her be social with everybody and everybody else digs her and all's good And then it's like, oh, man, like I just might be on the ride home, just introspective going, that was a cool one. Now it's jacked up.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have had a totally different take on it. Yeah.
Why? What would you?
I would have tried to sleep with her one time.
Yeah.
And then not call.
I don't operate that way. Women are precious gifts to me.
Whatever.
They're not just
tools
to be used.
Your nose is growing, Jeff.
Right.
So is there anything to the fact that it's a work party?
You're asking me?
Well, I'm just wondering if, you know, are we missing anything about the fact that it's all coworkers hanging out, and if, I don't know, anything else may have been said to him?
I think it's this one isolated thing, I think, that is on a second date blown so out of proportion in the guy's mind. Not even blown out of proportion. It's just a big old red flag.
I'm just wondering if you hung all over him all night rather than mingle with everybody at the party.
I didn't do that. I really didn't do that.
Did you know anybody?
I'm not that kind of girl, so... No, I mean, I was cool. Like,
did you talk to other people?
I talked to the other people. I mean, I'm not like as outgoing as he is, but I know, you know, a lot of those people are my friends and my coworkers, and I talk to other people for sure.
All right, let's get a guy's perspective on this. Here's Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, probably one of the red flags that she had was that she said, "Oh wow, you flirt so much." Because if he had a controlling girlfriend in the past, on the second date, right when she says, "Oh wow, you flirt so much," that right there would just scare any guy off.
That's totally true. Like, you don't know the baggage that somebody's coming into a relationship with. You have no idea in those first couple of dates. So I think this dude's right on. Like, if he came out of a controlling relationship and he sees one sign that this girl is like his ex. Because you normally look for something so totally different than the person you just got out of the relationship
with.
But going kind of what Wendy said, though, you were, because you know, you watched him enough at that party to see his behavior to make that comment. So are you sure you weren't like, because to, I don't
sometimes
know.
Sometimes women say stuff and it comes a little more bitterly than they mean it to. Like, they think they're being all jokey and they're like, "Oh, Bert, you're such a flirt here." But reality, it comes out and goes, "So you're flirting with everyone except me here, huh?"
Yeah.
And don't even realize it.
Elizabeth here thinks it might be something else. Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just, straight up, I'll be honest with you, I think he met somebody else. For him to be that cold on the way home, not no casual talking, not anything like that, sounds to me like maybe he could have met someone else at the party and just kind of was trying to blow her off.
Could be.
That makes sense.
And this is really what Second Date Update is all about. So here's what we'll do over the next 24 hours, Joy. But you have to agree to this, that you pretty much, when we get him on tomorrow, we're going to tell him, look, she doesn't want to reconcile with you or anything like that. She just wants closure. If you want total honesty, we got to tell him she's not stalking you. She doesn't even want to, she doesn't want to call you again, but she needs to know why there has been no third date.
Right.
And then we'll get answers for you, and then you'll know.
Is this the one where she's just listening and isn't even physically capable of talking?
She's not even on the phone with him.
She just listens on the radio.
She's just listening on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we'll try to get him on tomorrow morning, but I think this one's going to be pretty easy.
Just for the record, I think you spent this whole conversation flirting too much with Bert and I.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Joy, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
The Bert Show. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.